إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Here inshallah ta'ala in this first session, what I wanted to do is give you a full idea of what the Hajj mentorship, this Hajj coaching inshallah ta'ala is going to be all about. To begin with, I want to tell you the story about a friend of mine and how in Hajj time, the day right before Arafah day, he was taking his father to go and make wudu for Fajr. And his father, bending down to make wudu, this is the day of Arafah at Fajr in the morning, his father fell over and passed away. His father died on the day of Arafah, the big day in Hajj. My friend took his father to the hospital and he's pronounced dead. My friend then proceeded to go to Arafah, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and completed his Hajj. I thought to myself, what an amazing Hajj he must have had. What an amazing Hajj. His father had died in Hajj. What a blessed place to die, and how his concentration must have been so high and so focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the question is this. When you go for Hajj, does someone in your family have to die in order for you to pay attention like that? And the answer is absolutely not. You can have as much focus and concentration and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though something bad hasn't happened to you, you can get that concentration and focus by truly being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by being thankful for the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that concentration and focus. So what I want to explain to you now is how this Hajj coaching, inshallah ta'ala, can help prepare you, bi-ithnillah, for all of that thankfulness throughout this journey, leading up to the Hajj, during the Hajj, and after the Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. So first and foremost, what I'm going to be asking you to do in these Hajj assignments, each week, you're going to have a session, just like this session, where I'm going to be explaining to you a tip or a trick or something about Hajj that you typically wouldn't get in a Hajj workshop. In Hajj workshops, what happens is that a speaker comes and basically chronologically goes through the Hajj steps. But because so many of the places are, you know, just new names and foreign to the people who are listening, they kind of just get lost in the whole workshop, and then that's it. There's no more workshops leading up until the Hajj. Forget that workshop. What you're going to have here, inshallah ta'ala, is step by step by step, week by week, leading up to the Hajj, 10 full sessions, where you'll get to prepare each week in a different and unique and special way for the Hajj journey, inshallah ta'ala. Secondly, because we're using the technology, the internet and video and so on and so forth, you'll be able to log into this and watch it anytime you want, inshallah ta'ala. So it's going to be personalized for you, and you'll be able to click on links and download things, and inshallah ta'ala, be able to do it at your own time and in the comfort of your own home. You won't have to go to a workshop in a certain masjid or so on and so forth. You'll be able to take everything, inshallah ta'ala, in the comfort of your own home. A lot of people as well, when they prepare for Hajj, they usually prepare with a book that they bought, or they download some khutbas off of the internet or something like that. But it's very short and there's not enough preparation for the Hajj. With the Hajj coaching, inshallah ta'ala, instead what you'll get is that you'll be able to prepare weeks in advance leading up to the Hajj, 10 weeks specifically. We started off in the middle of Ramadan. Whether someone starts in the middle of Ramadan or not, whenever they start, it's better for them. But we start everybody off in the middle of Ramadan so that it leads them up, inshallah ta'ala, week by week by week, preparing them in a specific and special way each week leading up for the Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. In these coming assignments, each week, it's something specific that in actuality will benefit you as a human being, and you will grow as a human and in your soul leading up into the Hajj, not just the Hajj journey, but in the preparation for the Hajj, the journey as well. When people have written essays and assignments about Hajj, when they've written their diaries, they always talk about the journey of Hajj, what it took from them to get to Hajj in the first place. And inshallah ta'ala, that's something that I wish for you as well, that the journey to Hajj is a journey in of itself, inshallah ta'ala. بإذن الله, inshallah, as you start preparing for the Hajj journey, you'll find that as you're preparing, the people around you, your family, your friends, and so on and so forth, they'll start to recognize a change in you. And with that change, it'll start to rub off on them as well. So it's not only that you're going to be benefiting yourself, you'll be benefiting others. And specifically, if you know some of them that are going for Hajj, I encourage you to tell them to sign up for the Hajj coaching as well so they can benefit, just as you're going to benefit, inshallah ta'ala. And when you're filling yourself up, increasing in your iman, learning this technique, all of this stuff leading up to Hajj, you'll be filling yourself up and then you'll have more to contribute for your community, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with the opportunity to live in Medina for 6 years of my life. And in those 6 years, I went for Hajj, and after living in Medina for 6 years, had the opportunity to continue going for Hajj. So for about the last 13 years at the time of this recording, I've been performing the Hajj. In all those years, there came a time where I said, you know what? I started getting used to the Hajj journey, and I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't be coming back every year like this. But then I realized that there's so much I could help people with and guide them. So I started focusing my Hajj journeys on taking care of other people and helping them get over the hump of, you know, their inexperience so that they can immediately go and benefit the best of that Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. And that's what I wish to give to you here in this Hajj coaching. At the end of this Hajj coaching, what you should have with you is, and this is just a glimpse of some of the things that you'll come out with at the end of this Hajj, inshallah ta'ala, you'll come out with a superior dua list. A dua list that you'll have prepared for your Hajj so that when you go there, you'll know exactly what to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. You'll have the best Hajj gear. Everybody tells you, take this with you, take that with you. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll give you the lowdown of what exactly you need to take with you on your Hajj, and the things that other people are telling you to take with you, which I'll tell you, inshallah ta'ala, you don't need to take with you, inshallah ta'ala. And some of that will be a surprise for you. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll give you links to the best Hajj material, the shortest and the most concise and the best Hajj material that you can download and print and take with you for the journey, inshallah ta'ala. I'll be telling you about the biggest mistakes people make when they go for the Hajj journey and what you need to do from now to prepare so that you don't make those same mistakes, inshallah ta'ala. And as well, I'll give you ideas and tips on how to prepare to do things that are fun and enjoyable so that not only will you go for Hajj and have this amazing iman experience, inshallah ta'ala, not only will it be such an iman rush, but you'll also come back from Hajj saying, wow, that was so much fun. That was so much fun, that Hajj journey. So in summary, what you should be expecting, inshallah ta'ala, is every week there's going to be a Hajj coaching session, something in video or something audio, inshallah ta'ala, that you'll be able to watch or listen to. After you listen to that audio or watch that video, there will be links to the side of it where you'll be able to click on those links and be able to get a written summary of what I spoke about, and you'll also be able to see what exactly your assignment is about. And then for the week after that, between the different sessions, what I'd like you to do is work on the assignments sincerely from your heart. I know sometimes people skip and they'll say, I'll do this later. Inshallah ta'ala, forget that and focus directly on extracting the maximum benefit. From my experience, those who have taken this Hajj coaching in the past, those who put their heart into it and did all the assignments, when they went for Hajj, even though it was their first Hajj session, even though it was their first Hajj journey, it was the first time they'd gone for Hajj, the people around them thought that they were seasoned experts, that they had been for Hajj many times. And the reason was is that they just prepared with all the different things that they learned from this Hajj coaching, which you're going to learn as well, inshallah ta'ala. They came back from Hajj saying that it was the most memorable experience of their life, even though people who traveled with them came back with complaints and so on and so forth. That's not going to be your story, inshallah ta'ala. I wish the best for you. I wish that this Hajj journey is so sweet and so beneficial that when you come back from Hajj and when people ask you, so how was your Hajj? A big smile comes over your face and you say, it was the most memorable and amazing experience of my lifetime. And inshallah ta'ala, I hope and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Hajj coaching prepares you at least 10 times more than if you didn't take these sessions. inshallah ta'ala. I look forward to hearing from you in the feedback, hearing if you have questions. You're welcome. We have links on how you can ask me questions, inshallah ta'ala, about your hajj and a lot of good stuff. And inshallah ta'ala, look forward to your first hajj mentoring session, inshallah ta'ala, with best wishes to see you have an accepted hajj, inshallah ta'ala. This is Muhammad al-Sharif for Hajj Coach. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.